Welcome to PayPal. This call may be recorded.
Good afternoon. My name is Dave. May I have the telephone number listed on your account? How can I help you today, sir?
Well, I want to close the account. I want to terminate the user agreement, and I want to disconnect you from my bank accounts.
Okay. Well, it looks like you've had several contacts with our company here over the last several days. Your account has been put onto a permanent limitation due to violations of our acceptable use policy.
Yeah, but I want to terminate the agreement with you entirely.
Okay. We cannot remove the financial data.
Well, what do you mean? You cannot remove the financial data? I mean, I'm not asking for you to remove, you know.
You may not terminate the agreement that you previously agreed to with while your account is open, even if it's in a limited status.
Well, I want to close the account and terminate the agreement.
The account has essentially been closed, Mr. Perkle.
But no, if it's closed, then I can terminate the agreement and remove your access from my checking account.
We will not be debiting or crediting your checking account for any information.
I'm not asking.
Will stay in the system on a permanent basis, sir.
No, I'm not.
You have previously been advised of that information.
No. But
is there anything else I can help you with?
Yes, I want to close the account and terminate the agreement. Are you saying
that cannot and will not happen, sir?
Okay, you will not.
You have previously been advised of that information, sir.
Okay, let me ask you something. When I called up, you know, the thing said that this call may be recorded. Are you recording this phone call?
It may be recorded on a random basis, sir.
Okay, so you might be recording this, right?
I don't generate those recordings, sir.
Okay. What I want to do is I want to understand what you're telling me. You're telling me that you will not close my account and you will not terminate the agreement. Is that what you're telling me?
You will want to review the user agreement, sir. We do reserve the right to limit accounts at any time for any reason. The information listed on the account will remain in the account.
Okay, but that's not what I asked you. I asked you, are you refusing to terminate, to close my account?
You have already been advised of what the status is on that, sir.
Okay, so you are...
Is there anything else I can help
you? You are refusing to close my account, right?
You will want to review Section E of the user agreement.
Okay, but what I'm wanting to do is...
The privacy policy.
Yeah, but I want to know...
The request has been declined, sir.
So you will not terminate the user agreement. There is
you
no...
You want to refer to the Section E of the privacy policy. Your request is being declined.
Section E of the privacy policy. Just a second. Let me bring up the policy here. What does Section E say? I need to find this thing here. Let's see here. Privacy policy. There it is. Section E. Let's see, you can read...
If you close your PayPal account, we will mark your account in our database as closed, but we'll keep your account information in our database.
Okay, what do you mean by keeping my account information?
Your account information will remain in the database as per that section of the privacy policy.
Okay, what do you mean by...
Your request to permanently close the account in this format has been declined, sir. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Okay, but it says, you know, that I can close this.
We have essentially closed the account by putting it into a limited access where you cannot accept or send money.
But no, I don't want it.
With that in mind, Mr. Perkel, your information will stay in our system.
Yeah,
to put it into a permanent closure has been declined.
Okay, so what you're saying?
Previously been denied.
So what you're saying is that there's no way that I can close this account.
It is essentially in a closed status with the status that it does
not. No, it's not in a closed. It's in a limited status. I wanted to take it to a closed status.
Okay. And it will stay in the limited status, sir.
So you refuse to close the account, right?
Please review our user agreement regarding closing accounts in limited.
Can I talk to somebody who will either tell me that, you know, you're refusing to close my account?
You have previously been advised it cannot and will not be closed, sir.
Okay.
Your request has
declined. So what you're saying is
several times, Mr. Perkel.
Yeah. But you see, according to this agreement, it looks to me like you can reach in and take money out of my checking account the way this is.
No, we do not do that.
I'm not saying you do. I'm saying that this seems to give you the right to. And I don't see if we've conducted all our business and at why you can't go ahead and close the account. You know, if I go down to a bank and say I want to close my account, they close the account.
Okay, well, here's the problem, Mr. Brokaw. You violated our user agreement, and we have determined that it is in both of our mutual interests that we no longer do business together.
Okay.
And in mind, for security of the system, your account access has been limited.
Right.
Your account will not be closed.
Okay, look, we have agreed that it is in our interest to not do business anymore, and you've said that.
Mr. Perkel, I was trying to give you additional information on this.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. With that in mind, we have taken steps to limit the access to your account to prevent use of your account. Your account has been limited. It will stay in the status it's in. It cannot and will not be closed for security purposes.
It will remain
in the limited status.
What's the security purposes that it needs to be kept?
You have previously been advised of that information.
No, I haven't. That's why I'm calling you. What is the security purpose that makes it so that you can't close my account?
You will want to review our privacy policy and the user agreement.
Look,
for that
I've already reviewed it. I want you to.
You have previously been advised of this numerous times.
Well,
sir.
Why don't
your request has been declined? There's nothing further I can.
Why don't you remind me of the security reason for which my account needs to stay limited instead of closed?
I will put it bluntly for you, Mr. Pagel. We don't want you as a customer.
Okay, then close it.
Okay.
Why do you keep
That's
it open?
That's why your information will stay within our system in the status it's in, is to prevent you from opening another account.
Regardless of preventing me from opening another account, why don't you close the account and, you know.
I don't know how I can make it any clearer.
Well, no.
The account will not be permanently closed in the status you wish it to be closed.
Okay, well, I'm trying to make it clear to you that. You know, the agreement gives you access to my checking account in the state that it's in. I want your access to my checking account terminated. Do you understand what I'm saying?
We are a user-initiated system. We do not debit or credit the bank accounts without your authorization.
No, I'm talking about your right to do it rather than whether or not you think that you will do it or not. I want you to remove your access to my checking account. You will not remove it.
No.
Okay.
No.
Let me explain one more thing to you. I have recorded this phone call, and I'm going to put it on the Internet. I want your customers to know what it is like to deal
with... Mr. Perkel,
what?
That is not an authorized recording, and so therefore, do not put it on the... You are not authorized to record this, and it cannot and will not be utilized.
Well, I am authorized to record it because when we started this conversation, I told you that your system said this call may be recorded, and you said that
we may record it. You may not.
Well, I just did. What are you going to do about it? I'm going to put this on the Internet.
Sir. That's fine, sir.
What's your name?
Is there anything else I can help you
with? What's your name so I know who I'm talking to?
Okay, I've already given you my name, sir.
Okay, well, I'm going to put your recording on the Internet. You know, you just explained exactly what PayPal policy is, and now I'm going to put it on the Internet so everybody can hear it. Because I have asked you, you know, very nicely to close my account and remove your hand from my checking account, and you've told me that you refuse to do it, you refuse to terminate the agreement, you refuse to close my account. Any other bank that I'd ever deal with would close an account if I...
We're not a bank, sir.
Well, apparently, you know, you think you aren't.
No, we're a payment service, sir.
Well, but still, you know, any other payment service, you know, if you wanted an account closed, they close the account. But you're saying that there's no way...
You have violated our user agreement.
Well,
want you as a customer.
Okay.
Your account access will remain limited on a permanent basis.
If you don't want me, you have
received several emails regarding this situation, sir.
Right.
Nothing further we can help
with. Well, in fact, I've sued
you. Thank you for calling PayPal, Mr. Perkel. Have a good day, sir.